the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for being here today. Now, we have something very different that we're going to do. And I want to be sure that you're aware of it and that you listen carefully as I describe it. We are going to, Prime Stage Theater is here. That's nothing new. And, you know, their production Turn of the Screw is opening this coming week. But they also have a production on teen dating violence. And there's a local connection to this. The production came about after the murder of a 17-year-old Gateway high school girl. And I remember Gateway's reaction thereafter to that horrible event. And one thing that came out of that, and by the way, Demi Kusia was a cheerleader at Gateway. One reaction that came to it from the Prime Stage Teen Board was to begin doing community service work in dating violence awareness. And we have two actors here that are going to share several monologues from the play. And I want to let you know they're very real and raw. And while tasteful, there is some violence in them. So be forewarned. We'll share those with you in just a minute. But with that introduction, I want you to meet the actors. And I think they're fine for radio. I just want you to be sure. We're used to lighthearted here, but this is so important. And let me welcome first, let's see, we have the Marissa.
Morissa.
The Morissa.
Yes.
This is Morissa Trunzo. And we have Marissa is one of your fellow actors.
Yes, it gets a little bit confusing at times. So we go as Mo. So I'm Mo and she's Ma.
Mo and Ma. And Marissa is in the same production, right?
Yes.
That's incredible. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I am a sophomore musical theater major at Point Park University. And I am so thrilled to be a part of this show, not only because it's theater with such a prestigious theater as Prime Stage, but I love that I can spread awareness through theater because that's really what I'm here to do. If I can send a message and, you know, change someone's opinion or life through theater, that's all I can ask for.
Now, where are you from originally?
I'm from Missoula, Montana.
How about that?
Yeah.
And here, I don't know if I've ever met anybody
I have heard that Montana. Quite often, actually.
I think about Dental Floss and Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
And all the – do you know that reference?
I do. I actually sang in a Frank Zappa tribute concert, and I sang that song.
Moving to Montana, mm-hmm. as they say. So how did it come to pass that you chose Point Park?
Well, my dad is originally from Pittsburgh, and so I grew up always coming back to Pittsburgh, and I just loved it so much. And we moved when I was a baby from New York City to Montana, so I always knew I wanted to be back in the city, and when I got into theater, I knew I was going to go to New York eventually, but I was like, I'd like to start in Pittsburgh. So at age 7, I decided I was going to college in Pittsburgh.
What do you think would surprise people about Montana?
Surprise people about Montana?
Or what misconceptions are there?
People think there's nothing to do. There's a lot to do. you have to think outside the box sometimes, but there's a lot of outdoorsy things to do. We have, I don't know, it's just... There's a lot of celebrities who live there, too. So you see a few famous people on the street every once in a while.
Well, also, here's Mike Nicosia. And Mike, tell me about yourself.
I am a sophomore acting major at Point Park University. Very honored to be here and talking about our show, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
So, you know, so many people... may not be aware of how Point Park University, as well as other universities here in Pittsburgh, but Point Park sometimes is forgotten. But here, Point Park has attracted somebody from Missouri or Montana. I'm sorry, I'm thinking Missoula.
Yeah.
Somebody from Montana and somebody from Illinois to study here. What got you interested in acting? Did you know you wanted to do that from when you were a little boy?
No, actually, it is quite a story. Actually, I'll spare you all the details. But I didn't start theater until high school, freshman year. And before that, I was a huge jock, very much into sports, and still kind of am. But I started theater because my little sister was trying out for a show, and she didn't want to audition alone. So I auditioned with her, and then I just kept on doing it.
That's remarkable. Mm-hmm. You're still in the sport.
I used to be. I played 1 year of college basketball before I transferred to Point Park, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And I would love to know what got you interested as well. You're musical theater.
I'm musical theater. Well, actually, it's a weird story as well. I was into horseback riding, competitive horseback riding, and one day I was singing in the barn, like, while taking care of my horse, and my teacher asked me if I would sing at her rodeo fashion show, and I started singing, and then I just didn't stop singing, and then I decided, why not? Why sing if you can act and dance at the same time?
Wow. And how often do you get to sing at a rodeo fashion
exactly.
show? I'm assuming this was in Montana,
yes.
not in New York City.
This is true.
Well, if you're just tuning in, the reason that I have to get this right now, Mo, it's Marissa, the reason that Mo and Mike are here today with Prime Stage Theater in part is to talk about its Teen Dating Awareness Program. And they each have a monologue from the program that they'll present as an example. Now, this program is intended for teenagers and young adults, and it's graphic. I think it's important to present some bits of it, but I just want you to be aware for the next couple minutes or so, you're going to hear some pretty raw language about it, and the play was written from a teen's point of view, and the actors are right inside portraying these teens. And I'm not sure who's are you ready first, Mo, or is this done in dialogue, the two of you?
No, this is
The monologues, how the show is structured is there is an overarching storyline and about specific characters, and then in between scenes, like certain scene transitions, there are monologues that kind of like reflect what's going on in the show, like where the story is at, and like kind of just like bring awareness to like different situations that can happen.
And I know the playwright is from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yes.
Were there teens involved in crafting the play or in informing its writing?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of the teen board at Prime Stage is they really get, you know, they get to put their spin on shows as well and get, you know, experience with playwriting and looking at different plays and deciding what's going to be best for the Prime Stage season and especially for the teen dating violence season. And they actually got to look at this play and work with Allison and decide, you know, what was important. And especially Jody Kucha, who was Demi's
mom.
She
it's Kucha. I think I mispronounced that before. I'm sorry. Demi Kucha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she got to put, you know, a lot of her story in it as well.
That's good. Well, again, a little bit graphic, but we'll start. Why don't we start with you, Mo? This is one of the vignettes, one of the monologues. Mm-hmm. The program, by the way, is going to be at the New Hazlett Theater on November 7th this week.
Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is amazingly attractive, and every girl in school is in love with him. I think even my mom has a little crush on him. Isn't that crazy? I don't know why he wants to be with me, but he says he loves me. He tells me over and over and over again how much he loves me. Over and over. Can I tell you, sometimes he scares me. Because when we're alone, he can be sort of cold, cruel, and it doesn't feel right, and it doesn't feel good. And when I tell my friends I think I should break up with him, they tell me I'm lucky to have him. My parents say the same thing. Girls who never talked to me before talk to me now just because I'm with him. Suddenly, by being his girlfriend, I'm more popular than I could ever imagine. So really, how could I possibly want to break up? Everyone tells me I should be happy, but how can I be happy when my boyfriend is constantly saying mean things to me? He's always telling me I need to lose weight. You know, he'll take me out to dinner, but won't let me order what I want. He says I'll never get into college because I'm not smart enough, so I shouldn't bother studying. He says stuff like that, and worse, all the time. When no one is listening, of course. Sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy, like this is all in my head. Like the other day, I couldn't find my phone. I was looking for it everywhere. I was at my boyfriend's house, and I said, "Do you have my phone?" And he goes, "You lost your phone again? What's wrong with you?" And I had never lost my phone before, but I didn't say anything. I asked him to call my phone so I could hear the ring, and he tosses me his phone and says, "Do it yourself." So I call my phone and I don't hear anything, so I think I must have left it at home. But I could have sworn I brought it with me. And then he starts yelling at me, "Come here, dumbass, I found your stupid phone." And he's standing in the bathroom, and I go in there, and he's staring at my phone, which is in the toilet. So I ask him, "How did it get in there? Did you put it in there?" And the next thing I know, he grabs my hair and says, "Go fish it out, sweetheart," and he pushes my head in the toilet. When he let me back up, I couldn't breathe. I was in shock, and he says, "Quit throwing your phone in the toilet. I'm not buying you a new one." And I'm standing there, dripping wet, and I'm thinking, what just happened?
One scene that you will hear, and if you are a teen, or if you work with teens, or if you want to understand the human condition and more of what can happen, bullying, and even the appearance of a relationship that is so sunny on the outside, and a person. In this case, the boyfriend who seems perfect in every way until behind closed doors. And that was beautifully acted, Marissa.
Thank you.
It's Marissa Trunzo. Again, the play is November 7th, which is that Wednesday or
it's Thursday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One of these days I'm going to get a calendar. but that's Thursday at the New Hazlett Theater. And also at the New Hazlett Theater running right now simultaneously is Turn of the Screw, which opens today, I believe, and continues running through November 11th. So just a terrific theater. Now, we're going to see some of Mike's chops here as an actor. And again, this is another scene that Mike, I had asked him off the air if he is being abused or is one of the perpetrators, and you are playing somebody probably very different than yourself, I would imagine.
Yes.
and do you need to set this up at all? Or?
No, I can just launch into it.
Okay. this is Mike Nicosia from Chicago. Both Mo and Mike are at Point Park University. And a scene from Prime Stage's Teen Dating Awareness play.
Look, it's no big deal. She knows it, and I know it, so I don't see what the problem is. You know, my father, he always said that it's nobody's business what happens behind closed doors. And I see him hit my mom sometimes, and she knows it's no big deal. She stays. It's not like she's going to leave him. I mean, they love each other. Just like I love my girl. But I need to be the one in charge, you know? Somebody always has to be in charge, and it's going to be me. Look, I don't drink, and I don't do drugs. But I know some dudes who do that, and I see how they act with their girlfriends. They get all crazy on them. That's not me. I just get pissed off sometimes when I see her flirting with other guys or dressing all slutty, because I know she's not dressing like that for me. It's to get attention from other guys. You know, I hate when she pulls that stuff. Yeah, maybe I am jealous. So what? It just shows how much I love her. And when she's acting all slutty and making other guys think that they're going to get some from her, yeah, I just get pissed off. She has to know that I'm not going to tolerate her cheating on me. And if she doesn't understand that, then sometimes I have no other choice but to slap her around and take what I want. I mean, I'm entitled to it, aren't I? She'd be single if it weren't for me, you know? But like I said, mostly it's no big deal. And she's a good girl most of the time. I just love her so much. And she belongs to me. And only me.
Mm. Wow. You guys both portray these characters. And also, the name of the playwright again, do you know her name?
Well, it was written...
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. The play was written by Debbie Lamedman, and she wrote it with Gary Shaw, who's from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yeah, the whole notion of ownership of another person, mm-hmm. and control, and just going to the depths of beyond the physical realities, which mm-hmm. people think about, but the emotional issues mm-hmm. as well. And you both have bright futures ahead of you. What is now the play is going to be this Thursday. Mm-hmm. If you go to Prime Stage's website at primestage.com, there also are ways you can bring the play to your high school,
yes.
or to other organizations, mm-hmm. To sponsor a program. It's fairly reasonable to do that, and it's a pretty powerful way to get these messages mm-hmm. Across. Is there anything else either of you would like to mention?
Just like we said, November 7th is basically our preview performance. If you're interested in bringing this production to your school or to an event, and you're kind of like nervous about the content, this is a great way for you to see the script, see what you can bring to your function, and just hope to see you there on November 7th.
Yeah, November 7th, 7 p.m. The show is free, so you can come and see the show. And not only will we be doing the show, we're going to do the whole program. So we'll have the Q&A, and we'll also have a brief presentation by Jody Kucha, so you know a little bit of our story beforehand.
And Jody is the mom whose daughter, gosh, it's been almost 7 years, who lost her daughter mm-hmm. To dating violence. Thank you, both of you,
Thank you so much for being
here with us today. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.